What do you get when you put a group of fanboys in a room with a mic? From video games, comics, and movies to uncensored social commentary, nothing is off limits. With your hosts, Pistol P Jr., The Blue Guy, Chuck Bitch, G-Roll, and Player 2, this is The Real Press Start. So sit down, load up, log in, and press start.
Welcome to the Peter and I podcast. Oh yeah, it's time to put those Peters out and put those headphones in because you're here with your host, Pistol Pete Jr. and the infamous Jeezy Weezy, aka
Got it in one take. AKA got it in one take.
AKA I always do.
So you know how normally I take clips of a show and post them on TikTok and then also on Instagram? Well, this week or last week I posted a clip and almost immediately it got, what's the word? It's not rejected. Yeah, I guess rejected, huh? I got like, I got a warning and they didn't get posted.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What did we talk about last week?
That was so I forget what the clip was now. I'm going to have to listen back.
That's funny.
But yeah, I was like, oh, man, that's never happened before. So we got a lot of stuff going on this week. Last week we talked about Power World.
Yeah.
And we were talking about how it sold over a million copies in 8 hours.
Yep.
And then right after we got off, I saw this. Power World sells 3 million in 40 hours. And then immediately right after that, you sent me. Power World sold 5 million copies in just 3 days. And now it just keeps blowing.
I don't know what it's at right now currently, but at 6 days, it was at 7.
Yeah. And that was a week ago.
No, 6 days ago. Oh,
That'd be 3 days ago.
A couple days ago, yeah.
Right? Yeah. So it'd be 3 days ago. So, I mean, this game is blowing the fuck up. It already has a Pokemon mod.
And Nintendo is already after him.
Yep. Yeah. The guy that made the Pokemon mod is Nintendo's already come for him. And then on top of that, the Pokemon company has released an official statement on Power World that simply says, "We intend to investigate." They're like,
It's pretty scummy. They should have. We've already known about this game for 2 years. Everyone's been comparing it to Pokemon.
Yeah.
You see success and you're gonna come after it.
That's exactly what it is. They're blowing up and they're like, wait, because I think they didn't expect it to blow up the way it did.
Yeah.
So watch the next fucking. It's gonna be Pokemon pistol and rifle. Instead of sword and shield, it's gonna be pistol and rifle, and all the Pokemon are gonna have guns. But yeah, so they plan to investigate. And then last week when we were talking about it, the story had me fucking dying when I read it. So we were talking about part of the gameplay where you can kill your pals and eat them, right?
Yeah.
And you use them for materials, basically. And I said, I'm surprised PETA hasn't come for them yet. Well, guess what? Here comes Pete. Another challenger has entered the arena.
And here's the thing, they don't care. They don't care about all the slavery you're putting these fucking pals under. All we care about is that you're eating them.
Yes, that's what their complaint is. They're like, they should have a vegetarian version of the, no, is it vegetarian? Or do they say vegan version? They, yeah, they have, they need, they want a vegan guide to the game.
Yeah, it's dumb. It's actually super, super dumb because, as far as like eating things, the bed, like you could literally just survive the whole game just eating berries off of your farm.
So there you go.
Then no, no guide needed. No guide needed. You're making on your farm. You just eat those.
There you go. Did you know that we're in veganary? Yeah, veganuary.
No, whatever that is. What it is?
Apparently, January is veganuary. It's Vegan Awareness Month.
No, bro, it's Dry January. Everyone knows that.
Yeah, right. But yeah, so like I fucking hate PETA so bad. Like they pick the stupidest things to fucking harp on, yeah, and they fucking bitch about it in the stupidest ways ever. Like it's just like there's so much other shit in the world, but you're gonna get mad at a, like, and like you said, it's okay. It's like, do you remember back in the day when GTA? When I think I want to say it was, which one? No, did GTA 3 let you pick up hookers?
I think it did. Yeah. Yeah. You get them in your car, and then the car would just shake around.
Yep. Yep. That's what it was. Okay. So yeah, GTA 3 started it, but it wasn't until, oh my God, why am I going blank on the name? San Andreas, the first San Andreas that fucking it was PETA, it was like some other parents group, and it was like they flipped out on the game. Like, this game is all about picking up hookers and killing them. That's all you do in this game. You pick up hookers, you have sex with them for money, and then you kill them and take your money back.
That's the gameplay loop.
It's like, no, Karen, that is what you caught your son doing.
Your son's a little degenerate. And he doesn't know how to play video games, but he only plays this video game because there's hookers.
There's hookers and killing. But yeah, that was like, that was the thing. Is like, so like with this power world, they're making it seem like that's the only option. Is like, you get your pals, you slaughter them, and then you eat them.
Yeah.
That's what this game is about. It's catching animals, slaughtering them, and eating them. And you know what? Like, when I was still in the army, we had this. She was my first real interaction with someone that didn't eat meat. And I feel like she tainted my view on vegetarians and vegans forever.
Yeah.
Like, I've met some cool vegetarians, and I don't think I've ever actually met a vegan in person. But I've met some vegetarians since then. And I've met some cool ones. They just say, hey, I just don't eat meat. If you want to eat meat, cool. But I'm not going to eat it. And which I'm okay with that. But this girl, she had joined the unit. And it was like that same month that she joined, we had like a unit barbecue. And, you know, we're grilling burgers and everything. And everyone's in this one room and we're all eating. And she's sitting there with this shitty look on her face. And she keeps talking about how she can smell the blood. I can smell the blood. I don't know how you guys can eat that. Oh, God, I can smell the blood. And she just kept saying this shit over and over. It's like, then go to another fucking room, lady. This is, everyone's congregating in this room to eat. And you're upset because you can smell the blood.
And all of us love the smell of blood. So
yes, all of us apparently love the smell of blood. We're eating the fuck out of these burgers. Like, get the fuck out of here. And then, like, so she continued on that, like, the whole day. And then, like, the next day she came in. I want to say it was just, like, the website was, like, meat.org, which is already a sus fucking name. But she kept pulling up this video on meat.org, and it was, like, fucking.
Oh, man, that's your autofills in the .com. Oh, you're screwed. You already know meat.com is some
oh yeah
gay porn.
Oh shit! You thought meat spin was that much bad? just meat.
Just meat. Yeah, it's not meat spinning or anything. It's not. It's not entertaining at all.
It's just there. Just meat. that's the name of the episode. Meat.org. but yeah, it was this video of like it's just horrendous fucking like animals like. The one I remember specifically, it was a bloated cow, and they just went up to it with a forklift and just like rammed into it to roll it over, and they just kept. It's like, oh, that's fucked up, you know. It was not a pleasant video to watch, and it was like, yeah, that sucks that they treat the animals that way, but it's not every fucking farm that treats animals this way. It's these specific fucking yeah. There's just like if you go to a construction site, there's gonna be construction sites where people are fucked. Like something I've seen. With my own two eyes when I was a mechanic is they got one of the big forklifts and lifted up a little forklift that was lifting up pallets because that little forklift wasn't tall enough.
Yeah, that sounds extremely dangerous.
So yeah, it's extreme. Yeah. Instead of fucking wrenching
how heavy can it fucking be?
But it's like instead of renting a taller forklift, they just went and got a bigger forklift and lifted the little forklift to lift the fucking pallet. It's like, what the actual fuck? But like, okay, so that's an extreme example of some shit you might see on a fucking construction site or in a warehouse. Is it every fucking warehouse? No. And like, that's what this video was. It was making it try to make it seem like every fucking farm treats their animals this way. And it's like, nah, fuck out of here. And she kept like showing this video to everyone that would like give her a fucking the 5 minutes that video took. And yeah. it was me and two of my buddies. And she's like, how does that video make you feel? And it was, you know, that light bulb moment.
I feel annoyed.
But no, you know, that light bulb moment when you and your friends have that same, like everyone just had the same thought. And we all look at each other and then we look back at her and say, hungry. she stormed off. We ended up getting in trouble for it.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, well, we didn't know. We got chewed out for it. We didn't get in trouble. But it was respect other people's values and respect other people's wishes. And like,
what about okay? How about respect my values and not shove your shit down my throat?
Exactly. There, we ended up having a. So anytime something goes wrong in the military, like. We call them safety briefings, but it's like, okay, so last weekend your buddy went out, got into a car accident, broke his arm because he decided he wanted to drift in the snow. So then the next Friday before the weekend lets out, it's everyone has to take a fucking winter driving course. That's just what would happen in the military. Like one person would fuck up, and then now we all got to take a class because this. And everyone knows, hey, it was fucking so and so. They fucking crashed into the snow, so now we all got to take a class.
Yeah.
Well, that weekend we had to take the sensitivity training.
I've only ever had to do sensitivity training once.
Was it for a job or
for work? Okay. But it was like random. It just made me think like who was doing some fuck shit because I've never had to do this training before.
Yeah, so that's so that's what happened. Someone fucked up or someone did some shit, said something offensive, or someone complained. I've seen that stuff. Like it happens so many times. Like especially like. Part of my job as a manager now, like one of my things, I have to take training like this all the fucking time, and so like for like harassment, like sexual harassment or any type of harassment. So like if you're at work, and like two guys are fucking around, right? And one of like one of my previous jobs, we had one of my coworkers that was he was straight, he was married, had kids, but he loved being gay, like he acted gay all the fucking time.
Okay.
Because he liked to fuck with people. He liked to get under your skin. Like, he was the kind of guy. So, like, we'd have to go to, we'd respond to alarms and we'd be dealing with, like, you know, executives and shit. And as we're leaving, he would say stuff like, hey, suck it easy. But he would say it fast enough that it sounds like he's saying, take it easy.
Mm-hmm.
But he would do shit like this all the fucking time.
Did he get caught? Did he, like, outright?
No. But that was the thing, is the way he did it so subtly, and he was so friendly about it all the fucking time, that no one ever gave him shit. No one turned him in. No one ever, you know, it was weird. He was able to get away with that shit all the time. But if there's something like that going on, and you're like, say you have two coworkers that are doing that shit all the time, right? And you get offended by it, you could file a harassment case. And yeah, all it takes is neither of the two people involved are offended, but you on the outside looking in were offended by it. You can complain, and all it takes is your complaint and the judgment of a reasonable person, meaning someone not associated. If someone just walked in on the street, overheard this conversation, would they be offended as well? And if you can answer yes to those two things,
I think I lost you.
Excuse me? Can you hear me? Hello?
Okay, you're back.
Oh, hello? Shit. Man. Okay. What was the last thing you heard me say?
Shoot, I forgot.
Damn it. That sucks. no, because I was talking about harassment, and then, like, so. If you overhear someone saying some shit and it offends you, you make a complaint. All it takes is your complaint, and the way the criteria is a reasonable person. So if someone walked in off the street, heard that without any context, and would be offended by it, if those two questions can be answered yes, then you can file a lawsuit over it. Which is fucking nuts. Like, that's all it takes. Yeah. So it could be literally anything. It could be a couple in a relationship, and, you know, on their way out of the door, well, as long as they're still on work company, and they, like, one of them smacks the other's ass. I was offended by that. That shouldn't be happening in the workplace. And you can sue your company because that happened.
Yeah, that's pretty dumb.
Yeah.
Like, you could tell it, like, it's, you can manipulate it so bad.
Yeah, exactly. It's, yeah. But anyway, what else do we got here? I have recently been getting back on Reddit. I hadn't been fucking with Reddit in a while. Recently been getting back on it. And one of the subreddits I follow is called Confessions. And okay, this guy, the headline caught me, and I'm like, okay, I need to read more. And so it's 34 male, married, and I watch porn and jerk it every night when my wife goes to bed.
Okay.
And so he says, basically, it's a short post. Basically, every night, it's an addiction. The only time I don't do it is when I know I'm getting guaranteed sex. Sometimes I think I'm not going to get any, so I jerk it. When I go to bed, she tries to start me up, and I have to pretend I'm tired. It's a problem. So that's the end of the post, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, which is okay. That's weird, but whatever. But the real Reddit is always in the comments. The top comment says, I had an ex like this. Final straw was when he told me not to worry. He'd take care of himself on his birthday. Then he asked me just to fart on his penis.
What? So, like, yeah, like, yeah. Just like,
just very just fart on it. Just fart on it, and then I'll take care of the rest, right?
Yeah.
So one of the replies to that is, if you ever see him again, it's a given that his current girlfriend farts on his dick.
Given.
I was like, you know what? They're probably right.
Yeah. I don't know, maybe not.
Yeah, maybe not.
Like, farting on your dick is a big ask, I feel like.
That's true. That's true. That's not something you come out of the gate with. I like having my dick farted on.
That's a good year or two into a relationship before you do that.
And you got to pull it out, like, hey, yeah, you know, hey, I want to try this. I don't know if you're okay with it, but
for a while.
He blames it on my ex. He'll be like, my ex really likes farting on my dick, and I kind of learned to like it. So could you try doing it?
Oh shit. Oh man. Oh dude, I just I don't know. This that unlocked a memory for me. I had a buddy that he was with this girl for years, right? And she was really into being choked. So it was kind of one of those things where like anytime they were going at it, like a few pumps in and he's already grabbing her throat, right?
Right.
He started like they broke up, he started dating. And he says the first time he went out with the girl, got her home, they were, you know, getting ready to do the thing. And like he says, like he was like, basically, as soon as I'm inside her, I grab her throat and she freaked the fuck out.
Ooh.
I was like, yeah, you don't just fucking choke somebody. It became a reflex for him. It became like, oh shit. It became a reflex where he's just like, all right, two or three strokes in, I'm gonna grab her throat now. It's like, yeah, you gotta turn that instinct off now. That's not something you do anymore.
Yeah, bro.
Shit. All right, where were we? Have you seen Ted on Peacock?
I've tried watching the first episode, but I wasn't. I don't know. I don't know. I just haven't been in a mood to watch TV.
Okay.
I've been
I've seen.
all Power World all day right now.
Nice. Nice. I've seen a couple clips of it here and there, and it, I mean, it feels like the movie. It has a good fucking vibe, the clips I've seen at least. What I trip out on though is so Seth MacFarlane did 44 hours of motion capture for Ted. So he's actually doing the mocap for the bear.
Oh, for Ted? Cool.
Yeah,
Pretty
which
cool.
is fucking nuts. That's pretty cool. It just makes me want to watch it more.
I watched the first episode. It seemed all right.
Okay.
The kid who's playing like Mark Wahlberg is pretty good. I could see him being Mark Wahlberg in 20 years or whatever.
Well, yeah, with the clips that I've seen, I was like, yeah, he sounded like him, the accent and everything.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm gonna have to, I'm gonna check it out, especially because starting March 14th, season two, part two of Invincible.
Oh yeah, March. Ooh.
Yep. So I need to watch because it's only what, how many, four episodes right now?
Four or five, something like that. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I need a bit. I had forgotten about it. Like I watched the Adam Eve episode and then I forgot about it.
It's super. It the three out of four episodes are amazing, and then the second one's like, kind of blah, but.
Okay.
Yeah, because they just kind of try and shove too much in, and it just kind of feels like, what's the word? Exposition, like all over the place. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, they're just trying to catch you up, and it's a little too much.
Yeah.
Okay. Huh. But yeah, I'm gonna end up watching it. I'll probably do that this, or not this weekend. It's already Sunday, but I'll do it later. I think I'm gonna be off tomorrow, so I'll probably binge it tomorrow. The Suicide Squad game, the Kill the Suicide or Kill the Justice League, announced a free DLC that includes the gayest Joker ever.
Yeah, but he's from a different dimension, so
He's
it's
a
a pain.
different. Yeah, it's because the Joker from this universe is officially dead. He
Yeah.
died at the end of Arkham
Oh, so does it take place
City.
in the same universe?
It's the same universe, yeah.
Okay.
So the Arkham City, the Arkham games, this is part of the broader universe.
Gotcha. That's cool, I guess, but still doesn't look like a good game. So.
No, yeah, I was disappointed in, but there was one cool thing I was looking at. So obviously you're hunting down the Justice League, right? And you have to kill off all the members of the Justice League. That's the only way to save them. And one of the members of the Justice League is fucking Batman.
Right.
And so one of the features in the game, like it's one of those things where like if you don't notice it, you're not gonna notice it, but if you're looking for it, you'll find him, is during all your boss battles or even the mini boss battles, Batman's watching you. He's just
Oh,
off,
really?
Yeah, he's always in the corner. He's watching everything that you guys are doing.
That's cool.
Yeah. And, like, that's just, like, a cool little feature. It's like, oh, fuck.
Is he the final boss? Is he the final boss?
He should be. I mean, I feel like he'd be a better final boss over Superman.
Yeah, probably.
Because I feel like that's who they would naturally want to make the final boss is Superman.
Yeah. I think it would be more interesting.
Yeah. Especially because they threw in that fucking detail of him watching you fight every fucking buddy. So, like, he's been watching everything you guys are doing. He knows everything you guys are planning. Like, he's probably fucking synced into the comms.
Yeah, and he's got contingencies for all of you. It's you just got
exactly
miss every single time.
So I mean, I thought that was a cool feature. This Joker, I'm not a fan of him. He looks like
I like him better than Jared Leto, to be honest.
I don't know. I think they're one and the same to me. They kind of look.
I mean, I feel like that Joker is what Jared Leto was going for.
Maybe, yeah. Yeah, I could totally see that. fucking cuckold. I hate fucking Jared Leto Joker. I hate him so bad.
What do you mean? You don't want beef?
You don't want no beef.
I want some beef.
I don't want no beef. You know what? Next con we go to, I'm dressing up as Jared Leto Joker, and I'm gonna have a grilling apron and a spatula, and I'm gonna have a tray of burger patties. I'm just gonna walk around up to people.
You want no beef?
You want no beef?
You gotta get a grill. You gotta get some face tattoos.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna go all in. I'm going to go all in. they did explain that he's a from another dimension. The one thing I will say, I do like the way they, because, like, that's a big thing about this gameplay is every character, like, the way they traverse is different.
Uh-huh.
So, like, him, like, he's got an umbrella that he uses to get around.
Yeah, it looked kind of cool. It actually looked kind of cool.
And the way he was, like, grinding on shit, like, it, yeah. And for whatever reason, just in my head, like, in my head canon, he stole that from that universe's Penguin. And it's just, like, one of those things that he just fucks with the Penguin.
Yeah.
Fucking just riding around on his umbrella.
Riding around his umbrella. Penguin, what? Penguin had beef.
Penguin had beef. Yeah, the traversal was cool in the game. I will give it that. I had issue with the combat. I feel like they try to make it too fast paced as opposed to.
Have you played the full game? Is the full game even out?
I don't think the full game's out yet.
Oh. Is it this week then?
I think it is this week. Yeah. Yeah, and then, like, the way it plays, it makes sense as to how they're. Remember how we were talking about the whole season pass bullshit and. Like, because the way it plays, it makes it seem like the way, how can I say? It makes sense as to how the fucking season pass stuff would work. Because it's basically a fucking looter shooter.
Yeah, but you don't need a season pass for looter shooters, man.
Yeah, I agree. I'm highly disappointed in this game. Like, just based on the bit I played and then from what I've seen. And I, which is a bummer because I really wanted to like it a lot. But no. Hey, let's take a quick break and then we can come back after a word from our sponsor.
Okie doke.
What's going on, peoples? Pistol Pete Jr. here. Just to remind you one more time to check out Raise Energy Drinks by Rep Sports. Raise Energy Drinks. Amazing flavors. Zero sugar, zero dyes, zero crash, none of the junk, none of the bullshit that's in these other energy drinks. They're amazing. I guarantee you're going to love them. Use coupon code TRPS for checkout. Get 15% off your order. Check out repsports.com, REPPSPORTS.com. Again, use coupon code TRPS for 15% off your order and to let them know that we sent you. Mogan. I was just scrolling Reddit while I was in that section process. And again, confessions, fucking Reddit for the win. This mother, the fucking headline for this one just says, "I'm not gay, but ...
And the guy goes, "I'm not gay, but."
And then the first sentence, the first sentence is, "I really want to suck a dick." He goes on to explain that, I guess, he's been talking to his best friend. And she explains about her adventures and how she's been blowing dudes, apparently. And that got him on the train to watching a lot of blowjob porn. And he's like, "How can this be pleasurable to the woman? Like, where does the pleasure come from for her?" And then he proceeds to think about, okay, well, maybe it's the finish for her, the sense of accomplishment when she makes dude bust. Yeah. And apparently now he's convinced himself that it feels really good to give a blowjob, and now he wants to suck dick.
Gotcha. Okay. Have you seen is it NCIS with Ice-T? Have you seen that meme?
Yes, he goes.
"I have relationships with women. Sex with men.
That makes you gay.
For you. You're gay. That means you're gay."
The first comment on this. "This is the gayest shit I've heard all year, and we're still in January. Be gay, bruh, or at least be bi-curious, but call a spade. These words have never left a straight man's mouth in the history of humanity."
Yeah. Yeah, it's never, like, "I want to suck a dick," but it's like, if I had to, it's
probably. If I had to, yeah. I'm not going to enjoy that shit, though. Like, what the fuck? Oh, man. So earlier we were talking about a game that is doing phenomenal, blowing up all over the world. The day before.
Oh, what about it?
It's officially shutting down the servers.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. Jeez.
The servers are officially shut down already. It only lasted 45 days.
Yeah, I don't think anybody. I bet there wasn't anybody playing it in the after the first month.
After the initial, yeah, I wouldn't. I want to say I think out of sheer curiosity, maybe after 2 weeks, people were still playing it, but.
Yeah, it just goes to show that a game needs support. Like, if you just put out a game, and unless it's just like a completely perfect game from the ground up, once you put it out, you have to update it and do stuff.
Yeah, you can't just leave it to them, like, okay, here you go.
Yeah.
That worked in like Nintendo days.
Yeah, the game has to be essentially perfect nowadays if it's going to be doing that, which is impossible.
Which is impossible, yeah. I feel like pre-PS2, because I don't think PS2 games updated. I think it wasn't until PS3 that games started getting updates.
You're correct, yeah.
Yeah, so like prior to that, but that's why games also took so long to fucking come out back then. Like, think about how long games took to fucking develop, because they had to be
perfect. Did they, though?
A lot of times they did, yeah.
I feel like. Well, didn't God of War had three games? All three games were in PS2, weren't they?
I believe so. But if you think about that, though, so the framework for the game is there. Now they're just adding new details or adding new. So basically, it's like sequels were were updates back then. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like, okay, because we have the framework. We're building off of this framework. It wasn't, like, they didn't really, like nowadays, it's like, okay, well, we're making a sequel to a game. We're completely rebuilding it, or, you know, they're doing something new. Whereas, like, a lot of times back then, they're just building off the framework we've already made. It's like, we already have this game. We're just changing up the levels. We're changing up the story. Like, so the most of the work that goes into the sequels is adding the new stuff as like and just building on what they already have. So it's like It's like you have the skeleton and you just pull the meat off of it. And now you're rebuilding on top of that skeleton.
Yeah, but I feel like it's the same for now. Like even with the God of War game, like the new ones, it's the same thing. God of War for God of War 2018 to God of War Ragnarok is essentially.
It's essentially yeah,
the same thing, idea. Right? What you're talking about. Spider-Man 2, Horizon, or the Horizon games.
Yeah, that's true. But I feel like,
I bet when we see Ghost of Tsushima, maybe Ghost of Tsushima would be different if it's on a whole new map. But if it's still on the island that we know about, it'll be the same.
Good point. I don't know. Maybe I'm just talking out of my ass on this one. But I feel like, because I feel like games took longer back then. I could be wrong. But I feel like they did.
I feel like we got more sequels back then compared to now. More often.
Well, I mean, but that's what I mean, though. Because the sequels were, like, it's easier to pump out a bunch of sequels as it is to can put out a whole new game every time. So if they were getting a brand new title, it took them longer as opposed to sequels. You get what I'm saying?
Okay. But initially you were saying that, like, it took so long to make games back then compared to
now. Oh, yeah, I mean individual titles. Like, because, like, uh-huh. I said, they had to be perfect. It okay. had to be, you couldn't, because once it's out, there's no fixing it. Like, whatever's out is out.
Okay.
And so, like, and I feel like part of that too, that's part of the reason that obviously social media and the internet and stuff like that has killed E3 as well. But part of that dynamic was like, so like nowadays it's so easy to just put a game out for people to test and play and, you know. But back then, it was like really E3 was one of the places where, like, okay, we're going to show this game off and we're going to get feedback about it at the same time. So that's why it was so crucial to be at E3.
Yeah.
You know, now it's like, oh, well, we already have all the feedback we need off the fucking internet.
Yeah, it is kind of dumb. Like, they could easily just put demos.
Yeah.
Just put demos on PlayStation or Xbox or whatever, and yep. people will play them.
Yeah.
But they don't do that. They barely do it. They do betas, which is...
They do, like, betas, yeah. Kind of. But have you noticed that betas now have become part of a, like, pre-order incentive? It's like, oh, you want access to this fucking beta? Then buy the game.
Yeah, it's always been, yeah, buy the game 9 months out.
And you get and a code. And they'll let you try it. And if you don't like it, well, fuck. Yeah. What was I gonna show you? I was gonna say something about something. Where'd it go? Shit. Did you see this post I fucking sent from comicbook.com about Deadpool?
No, I don't think so.
So Ryan Reynolds had tweeted out that Deadpool 3 has completed filming.
Okay, I saw that.
It's done. But did you see the fucking actual post itself? Like, once one image, okay, it's in the center square, it's the fucking tweet itself that Ryan Reynolds put out, right? On the right of the screen, it's three images. They have two images in the back and then the Ryan Reynolds tweet right over the front. And so it's Ryan Reynolds' tweet that says, "The suit hides the blood, also sweat, but today with Deadpool rapping, it's mostly tears. A giant and forever thanks to the cast and crew of our film who battled wind, rain, strikes, and real Hugh Jackman, all under the stalwart leadership of Sean Levy," right?
Mm-hmm.
To the right of that is a picture of Deadpool, or Ryan Reynolds in the Deadpool costume, and Hugh Jackman in the Wolverine costume. To the left of that is just an extreme close-up of the Deadpool crotch. It's like, what the fuck?
Got him.
It's just Deadpool. It's just the crotch of the suit. Like, why?
Deadpool got all you guys. You guys are gays looking at his crotch. You guys are just as gay as that guy who wants to suck dick.
I'm not gay, but this Deadpool crotch.
Oh, dude, that guy who wants to suck dick was going wild for that, I bet. He was licking the screen.
You know what? I think it was this post that caused him to write that other post. Yeah, I'm not gay.
Oh, I just seen... like, oh, I want to suck dick so bad.
I want to suck dick so bad now.
It feels so good to suck dick.
Gluck, gluck. Oh shit. I am excited for that movie. But
when's that slated to come out? This year?
That is slated for July 26, 2024. So this summer.
Oh wow.
That's cool. Yep, Deadpool 3. I've been contemplating whether or not Poopin' Baby's old enough to watch the Deadpool movies.
Well, she's pretty good with gore, right?
Yeah, but see, the with the Deadpool, like that whole opening scene of him and Vanessa just banging through the years. Oh, yeah, the sex, yeah. And that's like when I'm like, eh.
Yeah, but what if you just start the movie after that? Because I feel like that's not like...
Yeah, I feel like I probably could skip that part.
Because he doesn't... Yeah, nothing else happens after that, right?
I don't think so, yeah. That I know of. Because like, even the beginning of it, it's not too bad. It's like, you know, it's pretty PG for the most part. Mm-hmm. Until, but then there's a whole National Women's Month or National Women's Day.
Yeah, we're just getting pegged.
Yeah, I was like, I don't want to expose my kid to that much.
I don't want to have a conversation.
Yeah, yeah. at least not yet. Speaking of freaky things in movies, this fucking Dune popcorn bucket.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
Okay.
Wild on that one.
Who looked at this fucking popcorn bucket lid and said, "Yes, yeah. Approve that design."
That guy was down bad. He's like, he was really just designing his own fleshlight, but he works for
fucker people. Oh my god, dude!
And to hide it from his wife, he hid it as a work job.
Yep.
I mean, they got mixed up, and now there's a Dune book and popcorn thing that looks like a fucking fleshlight.
It looks serious. It's got the little fucking tentacle things on the inside. Oh god. It legitimately just looks like it's like they designed it to fuck.
Yeah.
Like, I don't fucking get it. Like, what the? The Alamo Draft House? have you heard of the Alamo Draft House?
No. Well, it sounds familiar, but I don't know what the significance.
It's a fairly well-known movie theater. Mm-hmm. It's one of the first ones that started doing, like, the first dine-in theaters.
Yeah.
So like they got really known, like they supposedly have really good food, really good drinks. They have like a full on bar. Like it's a really nice place to go watch movies.
Oh, that's cool.
But so they tweeted out that no, we will not have the cursed Dune popcorn bucket. But the first reply to that is, that's fine. I can hump a normal popcorn bucket.
It's just as good.
It's just as good. Oh man, like see, I'll share this fucking popcorn bucket. Like do you remember, I don't know if you're old enough to remember this, but this was one of those things that in movies back in the days where like they were like, I've only seen it in a couple movies, to be fair, but it was the popcorn bucket trick.
No,
it's been going around the internet with Pringle tubes lately. Where so the person keeps or chip bags, where like the guy's sitting next to a girl and she just keeps reaching, not looking, she's just reaching in, grabbing chips and eating or popcorn and eating.
Oh, so that
you cut a hole in the bottom of the popcorn bucket and you stick your dick through it.
Yeah.
It's like I felt like this was the inspiration for that. They went the opposite way.
I don't know. I've seen that a while ago. The popcorn bucket, at least the Pringles can and all that doesn't make sense.
But... I've been seeing that on the TikToks. But yeah. See the TikTok one, it's always like the opposite. So like Like, there's a girl, she's reaching over, and so the guy gets the ID, he pulls, like, he puts his dick through the bag, and then all of a sudden his boys come up and start reaching into the thing to start getting chips, too.
Uh-huh.
And it's not the girl that gets the chips. It's one of those, oh, no.
Yeah. The most famous porn I've seen was with a pumpkin, and they, like, carved it. And then he's just, it was like, his, the girl, like, is, like, digging the guts out. I was like, oh, no, there's a dick in there.
Who put a dick in this pumpkin? Wait, but what's the end goal there, though? Like, it's not like you're just going to get a hand job through a pumpkin?
Yeah, he was getting a hand job with his through a pumpkin with his mom, like, right behind him.
Okay. Because it's like it's not like you can do anything else. The pumpkin's in the way. Oh, shit.
And I think they get caught, and they're just like, we're just going to fuck anyway. And that's the point. That's the point.
Yeah. Porn doesn't make much sense. Nor does it have to. It's one of my favorite memes that I always share all the time. It's like I hate sitting through the dialogue of porn. So I'll fast forward, but it's like, fuck, they're eating ass now. So I missed some crucial plot point and I have to rewind.
Yeah, I like the transitions. I like the transitions from position to position. And I like, I like context.
Yeah, exactly, right? You don't want to just jump right into ass eating. You got to find out, how did we get here?
Yeah, how did we get here?
What led to this
point? Did the girl say, eat my ass? And now they're eating ass, or was it just an executive decision?
Was it a surprise? Yeah. A pleasant surprise on her end. Oh, man. Oh, okay. So I have this story, and I bring it up because I feel like we're getting closer. Like, okay, last week we talked about VR Anime High School, right?
Yeah.
Where you can, in Japan, you can attend high school virtually through VR as an anime. Basically, it was a bunch of maids. They were all just different anime characters. Yeah.
Learning that.
But this, it's a new device called, what is it called? Let me see here. It's called a HoloTile Floor. And it was created by a former Disney... what do they call those people?
Imagineers.
Yeah, it's a former Disney Imagineer. And so what this is, it's a floor. It's like a bunch of tiny little tiles that can each move independently. And so, right now they have treadmills. So like, it's a harness you put on, and you wear these little slippery shoes, and you run on that slippery treadmill, right?
Uh-huh.
Which is cool. But it's not very realistic. That's not what it feels like to actually run, right?
Right.
They have omnidirectional treadmills. But omnidirectional treadmills are massive. And they're expensive as fuck. This thing is a bunch of tiny little tiles. It looks like the size of a yoga mat. Right?
Right.
You lay it on the floor. And the tiles counteract your steps. So you're walking in a natural motion, and it's basically turning into a treadmill. But it's because the tiles are catching your feet. So as you're stepping and pushing to start to move, the tiles are just counteracting your motion and keeping you in the same spot.
What?
Yeah. The tiles can tilt and adjust and rotate. And so...
So you're like, is it like the equivalent of walking on a wood floor with socks?
No, but not even.
Like, it's just like slanting it so I don't move, gain ground.
Not necessarily, because this is the other thing about these tiles. The tiles can actually move you. So, like, if you put a something flat on the tiles,
uh-huh.
The tiles can shift and adjust and move, like glide the thing, whatever object it is, around on itself.
Oh, it doesn't make any sense to me.
I sent it to the thing. If you want to look at it, I mean, I would pull it up. It looks insane. It's just a bunch of little hexagonal tiles, and they just tilt and rotate and move And so, like,
I can't you sent it on the news stuff?
In the stories, yeah. It's right after the Suicide Squad and WWE stuff. About 9 from the bottom. It look. I mean, it looks insane.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't it doesn't require any harness, any attachment. It can be placed directly on any kind of floor. And it's just, it looks fucking nuts. Oh, okay, and they actually show an omnidirectional treadmill on this in this video, so you can see what the difference is. But yeah, I mean, it looks fucking insane. Like, we're getting closer and closer to the fucking just living in VR.
That's crazy. I didn't hear anything. I didn't hear anything you said for the last 2 minutes while I was watching that video, but it was
cool. Oh. Right? But doesn't that shit look nuts the way the tile moves and like it was moving that little box around and even the guy?
Yeah.
Like when he was in the chair?
Yeah, I am curious how fast he can move though. Because the guy that was running was very like, he was old. So, and it looked like he was like barely like doing that jog.
Yeah, that old man shuffle.
Yeah.
But like, no, but when you see him slide him around, you see how quickly it moved him pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I am curious to see how fast you can run on it. But yeah, that just tripped me out because, like I said, we're getting closer and closer to living in VR.
Yeah, that thing would be ideal because, like, everything that's depicted as VR is like you just lay on your bed,
and
you go unconscious. Yeah, you go unconscious for 9 hours because the game's fire.
Yep.
Oh man. Is this where you're getting some exercise? But
yeah, exactly. I sent this one. There's a lot of WWE TKO news. So TKO is the company. So the UFC and WWE have merged, right? They have become one company. Okay. Now they're known as TKO. I forget what TKO stands for off the top of my head. And one of the stories that came out recently is The Rock now owns The Rock trademark, right?
Uh-huh.
So they announced that TKO, so Dwayne The Rock Johnson has joined the board of directors for TKO Group Holdings, the parent company of WWE and United Wrestling, UFC, and has gained full ownership of The Rock moniker as part of his deal. So part of because with WWE, when you work for them, they give you a gimmick, they give you a name, and they own that name.
Yeah.
So if you ever leave the company and try to use that name somewhere else, they sue the fuck out of you because that's our name. You don't get to use that anymore.
Is that why? So Rock, is that why when The Rock went in the movies, he was Dwayne The Rock Johnson and not just The Rock?
Well, when he first started going, he was Dwayne The Rock Johnson because he's still under contract to WWE,
mm-hmm.
and he was using that to get okay, this is who I am. Yeah. So people know who I am. And if you notice after he left the company, he stopped using The Rock and it was just Dwayne Johnson. Like in the Fast and the Furious movies, he was just Dwayne Johnson. He wasn't Dwayne The Rock Johnson anymore.
I never noticed. But now, I always assume it's Dwayne The Rock Johnson every time.
But now he can start using it again.
Uh-huh.
And then so The Rock comes in, takes over as one of the board of directors for TKO. And fucking Vince McMahon gets slapped with fucking sex trafficking allegations now.
Oh, Vince McMahon, yeah.
Yeah. So he stepped down from his position. he's made a statement. And this is his statement on his departure from
TKO. Before you do that, didn't he step down already? For the last
so one. Yeah, there was a bunch of sexual misconduct. Like he was having sex with people and then paying them to not tell people that he's been having sex with them.
Uh huh.
And so that all blew up. And so he stepped away from the WWE. This was before the merger. He stepped away from the WWE for a while until all that shit blew over.
Yeah, that's
right. Then he came back. Then the merger happened. And then so and he's part of the – he was over – I guess he was part of the team that was going to be over both companies, right?
Yeah.
And I guess part of the board of directors is the best way to say it. And now this comes out, and this is what he says. He says, I stand by my prior statement that Ms. Grant's lawsuit is replete with lies, obscene, made-up instances that never occurred, and is vindictive distortion of the truth. So he's not saying it didn't happen. He's just saying that bitch is lying about parts of it.
Yeah. It's a very small picture here. You guys look at the big picture.
He says, I intend to vigorously defend myself against these baseless accusations and look forward to clearing my name. However, out of respect for the WWE Universe and the extraordinary TKO business and its board of members and shareholders, partners and constituents, and all employees and superstars who helped make the WWE into the global leader it is today, I have decided to resign from my executive chairmanship and the TKO board of directors effective immediately.
Yeah, so now his daughter and Triple H are at the top or what?
They're running WWE again. And then The Rock is more, like, I think The Rock is stepping into Vince's role.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, that's where we're at with that now. It's just a hot mess. Dude, but like, fucking, if this was the 90s, Vince would have just turned this into a fucking angle. Like, late 90s, early 2000s, Vince would have just said, you know, let's run with it.
They got a whole sex trafficking shtick on stage.
Yeah, basically.
They'll go behind the scenes. They'll do like camera work behind the scenes, and they walk into a room that they shouldn't be walking
into. It'd be one of the divas like claiming that Vince is forcing them to pose for Playboy or whatever the fuck, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, yep. And did you see this Roadhouse trailer with fucking Jake Gyllenhaal and Conor McGregor?
Yes, and I don't know. I'm mixed feelings on it.
Have you ever seen the original Roadhouse?
No.
The original Roadhouse it's good. It's a great fucking movie. It's a classic for a fucking reason. It's corny as fuck, but it's good. It's basically just I'm a badass. I'm gonna go work at this bar.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a peaceful badass. It's like the way they make it seem is that bouncers have this code of honor, and you know, to be a bouncer is an honorable thing.
Yeah,
they're like fucking samurai. They're bouncers. to the point where I stay calm and cool until you push me, then I come at you with everything. And then like at one point he has to go back to his mentor who taught him everything about being a bouncer. It's corny as shit. But it's good. And so, for the most part, all of the beats feel the same. Connor looks fucking massive in that trailer.
Yeah, he does look really big.
He's fucking just jacked.
But he also looks like he can't act, which doesn't surprise anyone.
No, I was not expecting a fucking Oscar performance out of Conor McGregor. you don't really need one from him because, I mean, his persona and just the fight scenes with them two are probably going to be dope.
Yeah.
I'm not going to see it in the theaters, but I'm going to check it out when it comes to Hobo Max or fucking
Netflix.
Peacock or whatever. Well, Netflix, yeah, whatever it comes out on. It doesn't look bad. It just looks like they updated the storyline. That's all it is.
Yeah.
Which
I don't know. I think the story is that Jake Gyllenhaal is like a UFC fighter.
He was a former UFC fighter, yeah. He loses and then he becomes a bouncer.
Oh, he loses? I thought he got like suspended or something and he's just like, I need a job.
Oh, maybe. I don't know. I got the vibe that he lost and like was like trying to find himself and became a bouncer.
He's Brendan Schaub.
Yeah, basically. It's the Brendan Schaub story.
The end of the movie, he starts a podcast. Thanks to thanks to his friend Mo Brogan.
Oh shit. Oh my god. If he doesn't start a podcast in this movie, I'm gonna be upset now. Oh god. And then he tries to start a stand up. No, he's gonna try to start a stand up career first, and then go into podcasting. And then, even though that'll be the opposite way, but he's a failed MMA fighter who became a failed stand up comedian, who's now
a semi successful podcaster.
Yep. Oh shit. I like that. I'm all in now. I think on that note, let's go ahead. It's already been another 30 minutes. Can you believe that? That second half went pretty quickly.
Yeah, it was quick.
Yeah. But let's go ahead and wrap this up. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/TheRealPressStart, on Twitters at RealPressStart, on Instagram at RealPressStart, and on TikTok at RealPressStart. Like us, rate us, review us anywhere you get your podcasts. Share us with your friends. And on that note, game over. No more questions.
What did we talk about?